This episode is dedicated to Sinnoh. Thank you so much for the last 10 years. Irene and I loved you very much. You were an incredible cat. Thank you for all the good times, buddy. I miss you a whole lot. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the 454th episode of the Pokemon Podcast. It's super effective. I'm your host, SBJ. With me is Greg.
Hello, I'm bringing the segment back. Tomorrow will actually be a nice day. We're going to talk a little bit about the weather. It's supposed to be 72 tomorrow. I may open a window. That is my weather update.
I accept that. I would really like to be out on my bike. Yes.
Yeah, well, you can tomorrow and tomorrow only. Because then it drops again.
Yeah, it's been rainy.
I would
all
bring
week
something
here.
Pokemon up related, but there's been nothing. This is the worst 25th anniversary ever. They've announced nothing. Nothing.
Wait, go. Do your Pokemon thing, dude.
Will is here.
I got nothing but frustration and that. I got nothing but frustration.
I got
a sick pile of frustration to go lounge upon.
We're here to talk about Pokemon news, or maybe the lack of Pokemon news with the...
Our own Pokemon news.
There are
point
things,
me to said news.
There are
if
things,
you're going to go off about that there are eggs in Pokemon Masters, nobody cares.
It's Porygon. Come on.
How does Porygon come from eggs if it's a digital
look
Pokemon?
How does a fish evolve into an octopus? These are questions we...
I think Tamagotchi told us how Porygons come from eggs.
All right. We do have Pokemon news. There is a bit of frustration that there's not a lot of Pokemon news for it being the 25th. I feel like the 20th was just better so far.
We were promised a year of music, and we've had a Post Malone song.
Music takes time. The problem is they didn't hire Nick. Nick is pumping
music
out music.
Time.
Dude, he gets those jams out every week.
It's not like the 25th anniversary was a hidden date. It's not like it snuck up on them. They created a website for it. They needed to contact Katy Perry at the end of the 20th anniversary and say, you have 5 years to make a Pokemon album. Go.
Sure. Well, let's start off with this Pokemon news. Things added to the Pokemon Center. This is our new segment because this is the thing they've been doing. They just keep adding more stuff to Pokemon Center every week.
Pumping out the merch.
So this last week, we spent way too long talking about butter dishes, and they're sold out.
We did not talk about it long enough.
Greg, that's what I was going to say. Controversial. We are approaching mayonnaise levels of controversy around here.
No. We literally cannot open up that jar because mayonnaise is vile.
We can't touch.
But
that. But we're getting
the amount
there. We're
of people
close.
Who went after you for saying it's not a topping and ignored the fact that I think butter should be abolished is hilarious.
Steve. I will die on the hill of butter is not a condiment. Correct.
I like butter.
Okay. Oh.
Enjoy it all you want. You live in the land of dairy, Wisconsin.
Clearly, enough people liked butter, or maybe enough people listen to this podcast, because the butter dish is sold out now. The salt and pepper shaker is gone.
Know. I should have bought the butter dish when I had the chance, I didn't. And I don't really regret not getting it, but I feel like now it's a collector's item.
I feel like I want it more that it's sold out.
Well, you want things more when they're sold out as a general rule.
That sounds about right. Yes. Scarcity is your attractor.
Like, I didn't care about the Monster Hunter Collector's Edition until I couldn't find it. It's gone.
Oof. Let's not get Will started on that bit of business right there. This is not a Monster Hunter podcast, but boy, oh boy, have I got angers,
the
frustrations.
Celebration Parade also sold out, so
yep.
Don't know what the other ones look like, but can't
worry about that train.
Nope.
It's all gone now. The new things they did add a bunch of new stuff. They added five new all over t-shirt prints They added a Gigantamax line of Eevee, Snorlax, Toxtricity, Pikachu, Charizard. They're $25. They're all over prints, which I would...
What does that mean? What is an all over print?
All over is like on the sleeves, on the back. The design goes, wraps all the way around.
Mm.
They're polyester.
Ooh. They are... Like...
Kind of seem like the same thing made out of like soccer jerseys, kind of.
Yeah, they look like jerseys. Also, they did Charizard kind of dirty with the face.
Yeah.
On the shoulder. His face is all crunked up.
I'm sorry. The Pikachu face, if on the wrong body, looks kind of like it's melting.
Yes.
They're not.
I mean,
they're okay. Not... I think the Eevee one is the best if we're talking only looks.
Yeah, they're not great. But, like, the Eevee one.
Oh, that Charizard one is some bad news.
Yeah.
What like, a mistake.
It's They,
I feel like they made different choices with the Eevee one than they made anywhere else.
I feel like the Eevee one was the last one they made after they figured out how to do it. They were like, oh, okay, we got it.
Because, like, Charizard wraps around and the face is not on the back. The tail is. And, like, you get a weird side view of Pikachu on the back and Toxtricity is all over the place.
Yeah,
and then
how did
it's
they
like,
mess up Pikachu? Why is it two Pikachu? Like, the Pikachu, it should just be Pikachu's back and butt.
Yeah, but for Eevee, they said, okay, we'll do a face on the front and the face on the back.
Yeah.
Why?
Which is also kind of weird.
And also, Snorlax apparently lives in your armpit.
They added two play mats as well, and then they added the TCG deck box, the TCG sleeves. I picked up the deck box. I'm a sucker for deck boxes. Their deck boxes are normally pretty nice, and they have, like, magnets in them.
Do you have a deck that you're...
No, but I have enough cards that I can just put garbage cards into the deck box, and then they're held for, like, 5 years, and then I open it, and I go, oh, these cards, and then I put them back.
Why are you keeping garbage cards?
I don't know, because it feels weird to throw them away, or... No one wants them.
Like,
well, at one point, once you get enough garbage cards, then you sell them to like Troll and Toad or Cool Stuff Inc.
Yeah,
and you get like $20.
Don't you have like a local place that you can say I want to unload my commons?
No. I did go to a local place. Okay, let's get into TCG Minute.
No, are we done?
No, no, no. We'll come back. The TCG Minute also part of Pokemon Center.
Okay,
because Pokemon Center also put up battle style booster packs. And I took a screenshot of this because I'm assuming they're going to pull it down one day. They put up Pokemon TCG Sword and Shield Battle Style Sleeved Booster Packs, 10 cards, $3.99. That's the normal price of a booster pack, $4.
Correct. True.
When they say sleeved, it's just the ones you see on shelves at like Target. It's the cardboard sleeves.
Anti-theft sleeving, yes.
They sold out in about 10 minutes.
Which I, once again, frustrated and angry because I was told by a certain Twitch streamer / podcast host that this set would not sell out because there's no Charizard and there's no Pikachu.
And yet,
there was someone at Target that bought 40 boxes or cases or whatever in one fell swoop.
That's true.
Explain yourself.
Okay, I will explain myself in one easy sentence for this Pokemon Center listing. Now this is PokemonCenter.com, the official Pokemon website. And I want to remind everyone that like 3 weeks ago we read a tweet by Play Pokemon, one of the many official Pokemon Twitter, and they said, "We're really sorry about the TCG issues. We're working to make more cards and get them in your hands." And this is what it says on their listing for the 10 booster pack or the booster pack 10 cards official listing. Final sale item. Choose your battle style wisely. Purchase limit of 72.
Well, 72 packs. That's like two boxes worth.
What? How do you let you? If anyone knows about that, maybe they don't know. I don't. Did
look?
Who
we've
is
already
saying,
established that the Pokemon Company doesn't have the internet.
We are in a TCG drought, and they're saying the purchase limit is 72.
That's only two boxes worth. That's not that much.
Why is it not 10? Why? Like, I go to Barnes & Noble. I go to Barnes & Noble, and they have the TCG cards locked behind the counter in the front area, and they have a bunch of booster packs, and it's limit 2, and you're like, I don't want to wait in a 45-minute line in a pandemic at a Barnes & Noble to buy 2 booster. It's not worth my time.
But it would have been worth your time to buy 72, right?
Off the internet, yes.
Off the internet from the official Pokemon company.
For $280 plus tax. Man, that is more than 2 boxes would have cost you just to buy boxes.
Well, like, I feel like maybe purchase limit 6, purchase limit 10. 72, though?
But maybe they know that they're the company and they can just make more.
But...
They should have a print to sell like pipeline. Is under their control.
They now control the market. You buy 72 here, and then when it's sold out, they're like, ha ha ha, we'll print more and put it on our website.
Unless maybe they were like, this is the same website that I was looking at Sitting Cuties, and I was like, ah, sweet, check out this bad Manetric Sitting Cutie. And then it's like, you're clicking too fast, banned. You're a bot. Can't be here anymore. And it's like, well, now I'm banned from Pokemon Center for 48 hours because I was just trying to check out the Zigzagoon butt on Pokemon Center. I just... Look, 70... Okay, so...
They made a choice. You don't have to agree with choice.
I don't.
But they definitely made a choice to make... $287 off of a bunch of customers.
A bunch? They probably sold it to like 4 different people and they were like, we're done.
We're done. We're up.
We only had 500 in stock.
They did say they were going to make more available. Yes.
Yeah.
Did they not make more available?
Well, it's out of stock right now. I can't get one.
So 72 people could have gotten it. One person instead got 72 people's worth. Done and dusted.
I haven't gone to Target in the past week, but prior to... So we did a charity event for WWF, not the wrestling company.
Wildlife Wrestling Federation is what I said. Thought every time I saw it.
We raised $6,000 in a weekend for WWF. Well,
that'll get you some TCG cards.
Yeah.
And I originally got a booster box from Cool Stuff Inc. I pre-ordered it back in January. It was $120. I decided to donate the booster box to the charity cause. So if somebody donated money, I would just mail them a open the booster pack, mail them the booster pack. They didn't have to pay for shipping. None of the money went to the booster pack. 100% went to charity. And then my friend Danny Phantom, who runs a TCG store.
I used to like that TV show. That was a good one.
That was a very good show.
He donated a booster box to the cause. So shout out to Danny. And so we had 2 booster boxes. But with that being said, we oversold because Tiltify like broke for a second. So we only had 72 boosters, but we sold 80 something.
Ooh. Oh, who's the Pokemon Center now?
I did see because I went to my local game store, Board Game Barrister. And I was like, oh, I haven't bought penny sleeves in a long time, but I need penny sleeves and I need like the top loaders. And they don't sell top loaders at Target. I mean, they sell like Pokemon. They sell like binders and sleeves, but I need top loaders to ship. And they had all that stuff. I was like super surprised. They had penny sleeves actually at a penny. So it was 100 sleeves for a dollar. And then they had top loaders, but I found top loaders in my house. But they had a bunch of battle styles behind the counter. And I was like, oh, cool. Like, the ETBs are up there, and the lunchbox is up there, and they had multiple booster boxes up there. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll pick up some. I was like, just a odd question. How much is your ETB? And they were like, oh, $75.
What?
And I was like,
Well, I mean, you get that coin.
Yeah. An ETB is normally $40. It's
correct.
8 booster packs. If you do 8 times 4, that's $36. So you're paying an extra $4 for like the box and the sleeves and the coins. And I was like,
And the energy cards. You get the energy cards.
You do get the energy cards. And then I was like, oh, how much is, how much is a booster box? So a booster box MSRP is $149 or whatever. Which is $4 a pack. And they were like, oh, it's 169. And I was like, oh, that's not as bad as...
It's not as bad.
The boost, but geez, 170. It's so weird because like a year ago, you're paying $100 for a booster box. You're getting 36 packs. And now it's like, oh, you're paying $70 extra for the same amount of cards because of demand. But they had it. They had Battle Styles in stock. The Barnes & Noble had Battle Styles in stock. I've heard from people in our Slack that they found Battle Styles at Target. It's been easier to find, just not as easy. It's easier to find. But
so did you buy the box or not?
No, I didn't buy the box.
Yeah, the last time I was at Target, they did not have any Pokemon.
They had nothing at our
they
Target.
Only had the bad Magic sets.
I wonder if the Target that Time Forgot has stuff, though.
Where's that one?
You know where the Micro Center is?
Yes.
There's a Target over there that's literally only accessible through like a weird maze, and it's by the Senior Center, and nobody goes there. Whenever I'm looking for something that is sold out, I will go to the Target that Time Forgot, and they almost always have it.
Wow, I'm heading there after we finish recording. I got stuff to buy.
So going back to the PokemonCenter.com, I like the TCG boxes just because they're... Like, I think they're more collectible than playmats. Playmats are just like, where are you going to put it? You only have so much surface area in your house.
You roll it up. It's a playmat.
Oh, yeah. I got a stack of like 30 playmats in my closet right
now. I have a bunch of playmats for sleeve, Magic.
The sleeves, like the TCG sleeves, will eventually just fall apart.
Yep.
True.
And I already have 400 different sleeves from all the ETBs I've purchased in the last like 6 years. So I definitely don't need sleeves. So I feel like the deck boxes are like a good, they're $12.99. It's like a good, simple collectible. Eventually, if I decide to play IRL, I have them, I guess.
No, we're getting you into Commander.
Yeah, I legit haven't opened the deck box I bought at Worlds.
Yeah,
it's still
I
in
have
plastic.
That one too. That's the, I have the Nashville one as well. The Pikachu playing the little banjo. Yeah, I like those. The other thing they added to Pokemon Center before we move off this topic is they added, they partnered with Moleskin, and they added, did they change the price? Wait, what the heck?
What do you mean?
They legit changed the price. Oh, I got an easy.
What?
What?
What are you even talking about?
Okay, so they added two Moleskin notebooks.
Yeah.
I bought the smaller one, and it is 20.
What's the, which cover art did you get?
The smaller one is the all yellow one.
Mostly yellow one.
Yeah. And it's $22.99, and I only paid $14.99 for it. They increased the price by $7.
Sounds about right. It's got a Pikachu on it with some flowers. It looks very French.
Oui.
And then the bigger one is now $33, and it was $25. Man.
Oh, it's got a Mimikyu. I like it.
It also has a Yamper butt on it, and I'm very into this. Here's the thing. I always think, oh, I'm going to get this notebook and I'll use it. And then I never
that's how I
ever do.
Yep.
Oh, I do a heck ton of notebooks. I'm all
you know
about
what
that
I you know what
life.
I use? I use college ruled $1.99 notebooks from Target every time.
Well, maybe if you spent $22.99 on a fancy notebook, you'll feel compelled.
Absolutely.
I feel like I feel like I have nothing fancy to put into a fancy notebook, and therefore I never use them. Because putting like D&D stats into a fancy notebook feels weird.
Yeah, I agree.
Writing down
it feels weird until you do it enough times.
So,
and then it's
like,
just kind of like normal.
I mean, I bought a Moleskin notebook literally to put freeform notes so that I could perform a wedding, and I still haven't used the actual notebook itself because I printed out pages and just shoved them in so that I wouldn't ruin the notebook.
Ruin the notebook.
I
ruin
can't.
The device that was specifically made for writing in.
I feel like I have to have better thoughts to put into a fancy notebook.
I feel like,
I
Greg, here. You would be all about the Moleskin.
I'm all about buying them, and then I can't bring myself to use them.
I've always, like, Moleskin is like the Ferrari of notebooks, right? Like,
oh, heck no.
The Toyota Corolla.
Ferrari of which decade? Because that brand really changes value from the 70s moving past. Like, In the 70s, you're talking about Ferrari being the greatest thing in the world. Nowadays, does anybody talk about, is there even a 2020
yes.
Ferrari?
Oh, they still make Ferraris, don't you worry. Yes.
Does it look like a shoe?
The problem, Greg, is that we don't chase cars anymore because it's like shameful. You're not driving a fully electric vehicle. Shame on you. Right, so you can't brag about my beautiful Ferrari that you guys, I don't talk to you guys, I don't show you because you're all going to be like, look at you, Earth Killer.
Yeah.
With your gas-guzzling hyperdrive.
Wait, what's a better notebook than a Moleskine?
We don't know because we can't afford them.
Oh, there are better notebooks than Moleskine.
I mean, the fact that I can go to M Street in D.C. to the Moleskine store and buy a Moleskine and walk out of it at that store for under $100 means it ain't fancy.
I mean, how fancy are you going to make paper?
What? Are you?
What?
Do you realize that paper is...
Clearly you have not used enough paper to know the differences between paper.
Oh, I went to graphic design school. I know the differences of paper, but...
You went to graphic design school on a tablet and a wish. You've only ever done things in the virtual world, you kids. You never had to put it in a typewriter and know what weight paper was.
I know weight.
Kids and your bleeps.
No, you
got to
get that organic single source paper from the forests of untouched, unpolluted Nepal where it's washed in the tears of the Buddhist nuns in their peace and weeping for the world. That's where you get your paper from. That is where you get the elegance of writing right there. Your inks can only be sourced from the finest non-Pokemon beetles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll let you know when my $15 notebook arrives compared to the now $22 price notebook. The second time they messed up it recently because they put those lanyards on. Those lanyards were like $30.
Yeah.
And then like a couple days later they changed it to $12.99.
Now hopefully they refunded people, but this isn't the first time Pokemon and Moleskine have done a collaboration, because when I was at PAX East in 2019, there was a little Moleskine vendor in the shopping mall, like a little kiosk, and they had a bunch of Pokemon.
Yeah, yeah. I think
Moleskines that looked better than this Mimosa e Pokemon.
I feel like if you have a mall kiosk, you can't call your brand fancy anymore.
Yes, correct. True. There you go. Or if you're featured in a mall. I don't think it was a Moleskine mall kiosk. I think it was a fancy notebook
like they had
mall
inventory.
Kiosk. And they had Moleskines. Yes.
We have anything else on Pokemon Center?
I'm looking.
I'm looking at these new releases that are sure to disappoint.
Oh, is the Magikarp tank back in yet?
No. The Sinnoh cuties seem pretty sold out as well.
Do you think they're going to restock that thing?
The tank?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like shirts are easy to make.
Yeah.
Comfy to wear.
I mean, I need to get in shapes so that I can wear said Magikarp shirt to the gym. And
I
then
kind
have...
of like that it says doing just fine on it.
I know. Doing just fine. Not great.
Doing just fine.
Doing just fine. Don't worry about it.
This is off Pokemon.com. Hatch Cleffa, Igglybuff, and Porygon during the Pokemon Masters EX Egg event from March 24th to April 7th. You'll have a chance, increased chance of getting eggs from battle. They'll hatch fairy or normal type Pokemon. Making their the debut in eggs are Cleffa, Igglybuff, and Porygon, so all three are brand new. There's a chance you can hatch a shiny Cleffa, shiny Igglybuff, shiny Porygon too. If that's not enough incentive to hatch lots of eggs, Greg, you'll find
it's
that
not.
Sync pairs you face off against during the egg event will be weak to fairy and normal type.
Except we all got Xerneas, so I don't know why I need a poor substitute in a hatched egg that I have to try to raise up.
Did you just say weak to normal type?
That's what it says, yes.
This
yes, it says
doesn't
weak
exist.
Against fairy and normal
this
type.
This is not our universe. There is nothing that is weak to normal type. Don't think things, about it, because there's nothing on, that is mean to normal the, time.
Things on the island run a bit differently than you would predict.
So, is this Paseo? Is
Paseo,
that
Paseo, yeah.
Paseo, Paseo, mm. Paseo.
Remind me not to visit there
isn't,
with my Dunsparce.
I can't even remember. Isn't, like, most Pokemon, or, like, all Pokemon in Masters, they're only weak to one thing, right?
Yeah, they're only weak to one
so,
thing.
So, like, if you're fighting a Vileplume, the Vileplume will only be weak to, like, fire, even though technically Vileplume would be weak to, like, flying.
Psychic.
Yeah. Or psychic, yeah. But only fire would do super effective.
Right. And sometimes the thing they choose, you're like, huh, okay, sure.
Yeah, mix it.
There's one that's four times that you would assume the four times weak thing is the one they'd pick, but they didn't. So, okay.
I mean, they got to keep the game balanced, obviously.
Do they?
Yeah, I mean... That's why they put some Porygon in eggs. Look, I don't mind hatching eggs.
I don't mind it. I just don't see the point.
Yeah.
Like, nothing great comes out of them. I actually have to go out of my way to hunt for eggs when I can just use my 10 in a day to get my 1,000 coins on the Iris thing to do my random pull.
It reminds me of purified Pokemon in Go. Like, they just don't know what to do with it, and they're, like, scared to make any major changes.
Yeah. I mean, you purify your Pokemon because you want to make sure that their hearts are clear and that they're your friend. And leaving them as a shadow Pokemon is actually causing them physical and emotional harm. So if you leave your shadow Pokemon, a shadow Pokemon in Pokemon Go, understand that you are the monster of Pocket Monsters.
Yes. Okay, that's fine with me.
Yeah.
Because much like an unopened pack of Pokemon trading card game cards, a shiny, unpurified monster in Pokemon Go is worth so much more.
It's worth nothing! Nothing! And people will look at it and go, oh, you don't care about people.
It
or
is a future investment.
Creatures are your friends.
I also take my shopping cart and just put it in the parking spot next to where I parked my car and leave it there and drive away. Yes,
are,
that is me. I am
the
darkest of evils.
You are dark and evil and should not be allowed to continue your existence, cart person.
I actually go around the parking lot and I get one shopping cart and put it in each empty space I can find. This is how I derive pleasure in life.
Did I ever tell you about the paragraphs long complaint people had that my local Target built a row of electric car charging stations? They're literally the furthest parking spot away from the entrance. They are the last row. And there was pages, days-long complaints that they are wasting parking spaces, the spaces that nobody parks in that are never full, to convert them to electrical charging stations. People were outraged. So go fill those up with carts.
I mean, I do that too.
too, because they're never used, ever.
Diantha comes out. In a couple days.
Yeah, yes, I've been saving my coins. Gimme, because I have not pulled on any banners, and I'm finally up to 12,000 coins to pull to get the best champion in existence, Diantha.
She had her opportunity to stop Lysander, and she didn't.
She had a career.
She's
Look,
not going to have a career when he
knows
flower blows
that it
up
was
the world.
Exactly.
Everybody knows that it was Sycamore's job to take care of his boyfriend, and he didn't do it.
Really?
He didn't. He even admits after that whole thing, and you go to the other town, he's like, yeah, my bad. I should have taken care of my boyfriend,
bad.
But I didn't.
I was too busy trying to unbutton the top part of my shirt.
So thanks for taking care of my dirty laundry for me. Oh, did he almost destroy the world? Whoops. Let's have a battle, and I'll give you a Pokemon from it.
Didn't Lysander make the FaceTime in that game?
Yes.
The Holocaster? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did one good thing.
As I, on one of the past few nights, they've all grown into a blur, watched the complete Pokemon Generations series, every single cartoon in order.
Wow.
From the first one to the last.
Oh, I ended up missing a couple. Yeah.
one of the X and Y ones was featuring how Lysander made the Holocaster.
Mm. I realized I never finished the Alola series.
The anime?
Because I finished Journeys now. Yeah, in the anime. And they reference things that happened in Alola. And that's how I remembered, like, oh, I never saw the end of that. None of this makes sense.
I don't know where I left off in Journeys. Oh, I remember. There's like an episode with Milotic and Phoebas.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm so mad I watched this episode because it was all filler.
It happens.
Yeah, there's a lot of filler. The weird thing that they've done with this series is sometimes they do 2 15-minute episodes, like they admit.
Oh, I'm cool with that. That's fine. Like the Milotic one should have been 15 minutes.
Yeah. The most recent one of Team Rocket, where they actually reference Team Rocket being aware that they're stuck in only a 15-minute episode, is actually quite funny.
Yeah.
But it's strange because I'm like, you know, when I was a young adult, I used to have to sit through 30 minutes of this garbage, not 15 minutes.
When you were a young adult. This didn't even come out until you were 26. You were an adult.
That's a young adult comparative to where I am now. Mm-hmm.
There's only been like maybe 3 filler episodes in 20 some episodes I've seen. But my problem with the Milotic episode is they've just done it before. It's just like girl is made like everyone thinks Feebas is a garbage Pokemon. They're not wrong. And then, like, it evolves, and then everyone's like, oh my gosh, this is the most beautiful Pokemon ever. You worked hard to make this happen.
Yes. The story that they've literally been telling since the Ugly Duckling. A tried and true fairy tale. They told it again. Wait till you hear that Romeo and Juliet was copied into West Side Story amongst many other shows.
It's just shocking they took an entire episode to be like,
look,
guess the Feebas is going to evolve.
If you don't see the growth, did they even grow?
Yeah. I think Journeys is awesome. Just that episode.
Journeys has actually been really good, except for the fact that it makes the world feel really super weirdly small. Okay. I think they just lean into harder in the most recent section. I'm like, all right, it's fine.
Well, I mean, we know they have wormholes in the Pokemon universe.
They do.
I mean, to be fair,
really
in the games,
focus on them going through them.
You can fly from one place to the other instantly.
You don't know if it's instant or not. They just, you don't see the passage of time.
Yeah.
Speaking of the passage of time, let's take a break. And, ooh, that was a good transition, I think.
Wow.
And we will be back to talk about some Pokemon Go stuff and some Players Cup and some Sword and Shield. And we will be right back. Hey, our podcast is supported by Patreon. If you would like to support, it's super effective. You can head over to isc.cash, or you can just go to the long URL of patreon.com/pkmncast if you would like to support the show. For only $2 a month, you can join our Slack community and hang out with a bunch of awesome Pokemon fans with Pokemon Snap coming up and the new Diamond and Pearl remix and Pokemon Arceus Legends. There'll be plenty to talk about. If you're playing newer games like Monster Hunter Rise, there are people in our Slack also playing that game with other people. We have other things like bonus podcasts that you can access, bonus Slack channels that are hidden that people talk about weird logos and stuff. We also have like a healthy living channel and a fitness channel and a book channel where people talk about books. Maybe books about healthy fitness, who knows? Well, technically I do know. Anyways, if you would like to support the show, support the podcast, you can head over to patreon.com/pkmncast to support the show. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy the rest of the episode.
Garbage. Garbage. Garbage.
Garbage. Garbage. Garbage.
We are back from our break, and because the Pokemon Company loves to announce everything last minute, Players Cup 4 has been announced. Although they
have some friends who are trying to get in on this one, so they're something's working.
Okay, quick. Is there a t-shirt? Is there a ball?
There's no ball guy. There's no.
Okay, well, I'm going to play on my phone during this whole segment. So.
Okay, so Pokemon Players Cup 4 begins in April, and it includes the TCG and the video games. Get the info you need to participate and in and watch the Pokemon TCG Sword and Shield, Pokemon DX tournaments. Online tournament is approaching. This is off Pokemon.com. This exciting competition will take place through April through July, and it will see some of the best Pokemon trainers around the world to square off to win a share of $45,000 in prizes. And perhaps
see, this is cash money. Cash money.
They said $45,000 in prizes.
Not money.
Is that could be like maybe a washing machine or something?
72 booster
packs. Yeah, that's a. There you go. You get Battle Styles booster packs.
Not only this, though. Let me reread the sentence. Trainers around the world will square off to win $45,000 in prizes, and perhaps more importantly, Greg and Will. Bragging rights as one of the top Pokemon players in the world. Participation will open to all Master Division players, and the tournament will be entirely online. There will be three separate competitions. One will feature the Pokemon trading card game. One will feature Pokemon Sword and Shield. One will feature Pokemon Tournament DX. Wow, they're still supporting that one. Eligible competitors can earn their places in the region qualifiers through qualifying events. To participate, you must, in all caps, M-U-S-T, have a trainer club account and a player ID before the first phase of the tournament. TCG players will need to be logged into TCG Online with a player ID attached to their players, their PTC account between January 16th through April 16th to participate. Sword and Shield players will battle in the qualifier to lock in a spot. Video game players need to link their player cup account. Pokken players, the three of you that are listening, all players must require to register online before the date. And they need both a Discord and a Battlefly account to participate.
I've never heard of Battlefly.
Battlefly is what the Players' Cup has been running through already.
Okay.
It's just like a laddering system. Other games use it too, like League of Legends and Fortnite and stuff. It's pretty well supported. Yeah, Players' Cup 3, we haven't even seen who wins. I think they're still like doing the top. I think they got down to top 16 for each region. But we don't have any, that tournament's not over. But this, the qualifying stuff for this is in like 2 weeks. And it is, even though we're going back to Series 7 for VGC stuff, which is like no Legends, this will be Series 8. So it'll still be your one Legend. Probably they're going to be Zacian or Groudon or Kyogre or Yveltal. However you say that one.
Yveltal.
Groupon. Kroger.
Kroger.
Are they going to do like the whole, like, we banned the top 10 that were used in the previous tournament? That
no.
Kind of thing? Or is it just no legends or only one legend or blah, blah,
it
blah?
It is just the same rule set as before the legend rule set. Mm. No bans or anything. Maybe they've always wanted to do money. Maybe it was like legally hard to do in the past and they got to it. Or maybe, so I feel like there's like maybe two reasons. They wanted to do it all along, but it took a while to get to this point. And or maybe participation wasn't as good as they wanted it to be in Players Cup 3, so they decided to add money to have more people participate.
Mm.
Or a combination of the two.
Are you planning on participating?
Yeah, I don't love Series 8. I don't love the Zacian Kroger meta that exists. But, I mean, it's a weekend of, you know, doing matches, so it's pretty low bar of entry.
But you enjoy playing Pokemon VGC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was not the qualified
I
yes
know.
That
I was
we
looking
were looking
for. A ringing
for.
Endorsement here.
And what we get was a, if I have to.
I was super bummed I didn't qualify for Players Cup 3, because literally if I would have won one extra match, I would have been good. And I messed up, and that was my bad. It's for me. It's funny because I have had coaching for VGC, and my coach is always like, I don't know how you can stream and competitively battle at the same time.
That whole lack of focus thing, you mean?
Yeah.
No, I'm very focused, but it's still very nerve wracking.
With your chat, I don't think you're that focused.
I mean, to be fair, I've been on those streams when he's actually focusing and he does not interact with chat.
Ah.
They are an in-between match distraction because everything's on time delay and you can't actually see what he's doing because he's covered up in case there's snipers and he's got this look on his face. What do I do here?
Mm.
What's the play here?
Mm.
What do I do here?
Mm.
Wow. What's the play
here? Why are you recreating my stream right now? Now people have done, you're setting expectations. You know, if it's not the same weekend, I'd be willing to take a crack at the TCG stuff because there is a Cramorant deck.
What does Cramorant do? Is it VMAX? Cramorant VMAX?
There is a Cramorant and a Cramorant V. So Cramorant's a colorless Pokemon.
I mean, that's appropriate. Birds, flying type is colorless, yes. Because remember, Greg, all the birds used to be normal flying.
Correct.
That fighting would have half a chance.
Cramorant has a 3 colorless move called Spit Shot. And you discard all the energy from this Pokemon, and this attack does 160 damage to any one of your opponent's Pokemon. So you can active, bench.
Something on the bench, yeah. Nice.
And then the VMAX is 3 colorless, max jet, flip a coin for each energy attached to this Pokemon. This attack does 80 damage for each. So you can do 180, 160, 240. Not the greatest move, but the reason you play Cramorant is because there's a Porygon Z, and Porygon Z's ability is you can attach any amount of colorless energy to any of your Pokemon in any way you want. So you don't play any normal energy. You just play all different, like the recycle energy, the triple.
So you don't play special energies.
You play all different special energies. And then the Porygon lets you attach them all. So it's pretty cool. And I think it won a Korean tournament recently.
Yeah, it could happen.
But I like playing with, I think Will feels the same way. I like playing decks with Pokemon you actually enjoy using or you like.
I mean, I did have a Victini deck that was literally for Victini and a couple of energies and a bunch of junk. So, yes, you are correct.
And this deck fits my... Although, like, the dominant deck is ADP. Like, I think out of that Korean tournament, if you looked at the top 16, I'm pretty sure 11 of the 16 were ADP.
Can you put ADP in your Cramorant deck?
Some ADPs run one Cramorant because they want that snipe shot because I think Dedenne GX is exactly 160.
Yeah, anything that can do direct damage to the bench is worth looking at, definitely.
Anyways, Players Cup is coming. We'll see how active people are for that. Okay, we have last bit of Sword and Shield news already over by the time this podcast comes up. They did a floral event. This is their first event. What was the last event? Was Pikachu for 25?
Maybe. I don't
know.
It
wasn't. They did the Cramorant event. They did the Pikachu event. I'm trying to think of all the events they did this year alone. They did Pikachu. They did Cram. They did this one. So this one was...
Didn't they do a Machamp one?
No.
Dang.
This was Shiny Lilligant in Max Raid Battles for Friday night, Saturday, and then Sunday. Nothing too special here. I guess the difference is the Lilligant was easier to find, I guess.
It was Lilligant and the other one, Mantis.
Fomantis? Yeah.
Lurantis?
Lurantis? Lurantis.
That one.
Lurantis.
I knew it was Mantis something.
The last event was, okay, so I have it here. February 26th through 28th was Shiny Pikachu.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with the Pikachu event was it was 100% all five. So I'm just going to explain how this works because there are some people who are new to the show. Maybe, and every time I do this for stream, people are like, what's happening? What's going on? How do you find these? Just going to sum it up. So they do these events over the weekend. They give us zero heads up. They turn one Pokemon shiny and they give it a certain percentage. So that's how the game works. So in the Pikachu event last time, all 5-star Pikachus, all 5-star raids promoted could be Pikachu, but there was a 2% chance for Pikachu. But 100% of the 5-stars were Pikachu, which means 2 divided by 100 is 1 out of 50. So your odds were 1 out of 50. In this case, it was All five-star raids could either be Lilligant, Vileplume, Cherim, Lurantis, and Comfey. But because Lilligant was the only one that was the shiny, Lilligant was a 22% chance to spawn in five-star raids. The shiny Lilligant was a 2%, so 2 divided by 22 is 1 in 11. So there's a huge difference between I have a 1 in 11 chance of finding shiny Lilligant versus I have a 1 in 50 chance of finding shiny Pikachu. So it was a little bit easier to get a shiny Lilligant this time around.
But I didn't.
Very few people appreciate the beauty that is Lilligant and Petalil.
It is a great Pokemon.
It is a fantastic Pokemon.
It's very good. So, and then I think the one before the Pikachu was Cramorant. I'm almost positive. Yes.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. It was a Milcery. Then it was Cramorant.
Oh, right. I forgot about the Milcery one.
Yeah. Which I think I only got one from that one.
I got one from that one. I got no Lilligant, but here's the thing. I had to spend, like, find it my own and then find it shiny to guarantee that I could get it in Luxury Ball. And if I was in somebody else's, it wasn't guaranteed. And at that point, I'm just going to breed a Lilligant shiny in the ball that I want with moves that I want.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like the ones where it's something that I can breed myself, I tend not to be so, I'm going to spend the weekend trying to find one.
Yeah.
Because it's really, unless it's in my own game, I'm not going to get it in the ball that I want. So I think I did it on Friday with y'all. Like, I was on Friday night, and then my Switch battery was like, I need charging.
Yeah.
And so I stopped. And then what happened on screen? You got the shiny one.
I did.
So
yeah, I got
I'm mad at you.
I feel like Sword and Shield's getting a little long in the tooth now.
It is. It really is.
So, like, this event was like, oh, cool. Like, I have a target to go to, right?
Yeah. I mean, I played with it for a while. Like, right now, I'm still breeding for my shiny Solo Osa so that I can move all my rejects into home so that I can trade all my rejected Solo Osa for the shiny Roselia that everybody kind of committed to.
Solosis. No.
Yes.
It's not a cereal.
It is. It could be. It'd be a great cereal. So I'm still doing that, but I don't know. I feel like I'm at the point where I think, do I want to restart a game of Sword and Shield? Like, do I want to play through it again? Because I feel like this is where my third game itch comes in, that the one has been out for so long, and now I'm like, I do want to play from the beginning, but I would like it to be slightly different. And I guess the two DLCs would be slightly different, except I've already played them. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's feeling like I want a remake a lot sooner than we're going to get the remake, since I'm not that excited over Snap. Although, I did watch a preview video of Snap, and I'm a little bit more sold on it.
What's getting you in?
So they had mentioned, like, even on the first map, there were two possible branching paths. Mm-hmm. So that at least feels like there's replayability. The night day cycle seemed to have a little bit more replayability there, like more things to do. It just felt like from that preview, they seem to have more things to do than the original Snap.
Well, the original Snap's like a 45-minute game.
Correct. So I'm a little bit more sold on it, but I'm still probably just going to watch somebody play it for a while and see if that's
what
I want to do.
Will Steve be streaming Snap on the stream?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, that's enough Snap for me right there.
I mean, the dilemma I have is like, probably want to start it during the day and try to play through as fast as possible. So when it gets to the evening, then you play through at night and then you see everything that changes.
Or you set your clock so that it transitions from day to night in the middle of your streaming.
That's true.
And then you get the best of both worlds.
Well, we don't know what if the day or night cycle is going to be real time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't know.
I'm sure it'll just be the Switch's clock.
Well, don't be so sure. It could be like you go on different missions that are different times of the day.
Oh, I mean, I see.
So you just day or night,
you could
clock
just switch
until.
Day and night. Yeah, I didn't think about that. I'm sure we'll get one more trailer and probably another info drop. I mean, the game's a month away now, so I'm sure we'll get one more final push of like, hey.
You'd think that. And yet this has been a no news 25th anniversary. Yeah. I'm on their 25 website right now, and it hasn't changed. It just says exciting announcements.
Speaking of websites that change, Pokemon Go Live, Snivy Community Day in April.
Announced. Announced.
Sunday, April 11th. From, do they know this is on WrestleMania weekend? April 11th, from 11 to 5. You get three times the Catch Stardust. Snivy will have Frenzy Plant, the mossy one-time purchase of the Scam Box for the Star Pieces and the Mossy Lure and the Elite Charge. $1 will get you the special research. I think people are happy. People like starters. A lot. True.
I love Snivy.
Snivy is cool. I would assume maybe later going, this year would then be Tepig and Oshawott. Yeah. Maybe not so close since they're still spacing it out. I am still... Comic-Con just announced that they're doing Comic-Con this year. It's wild to me.
What? How? What?
They're doing it in November. They're doing it over Thanksgiving.
How did they make that con even worse?
By putting it on a holiday.
Yeah, why, like, you already take literally what I've seen, like, the experience I hate the most, which is sitting in line to go to a panel, and then you're putting it over a holiday weekend.
Maybe the 200 IQ play is preventing these people from spending money at Target, because they'll spend it all with, like, ma-and-pa shops that already charge way too much for the products they bring to a convention.
Valid. So I'm into Snivy.
So with,
I'm into
with
this day,
with a better community day, I think everyone would agree. There has been, you know, complaints that we got these, you know, people complain about Roselia being recycled, and
which was the best community day, and I will hear nothing
else about
it.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just the other shoe over here.
What? What is the other shoe?
That is an expression. I'm just,
yeah, I'm just being
okay,
the other shoe.
Okay, no, stop. Is this from waiting for the other shoe to drop, or the shoe is on the other foot? Which one were you going for? Because it really changes.
Walk a mile in somebody else's shoes.
Whichever one fits the best for the analogy.
No, you can't do that.
So, as I am the other shoe, some people were very upset that, you know, community days have been a bit lackluster, but I was in the position of, well, make a lackluster because we can't leave our houses.
Roselia Day was the best community day.
We had quite
period.
A good time. And
we had
an
incredibly great time with one of the best Pokemon out there.
Save the good community days for when it gets nicer and things are a little bit safer outside. And so we got Snivy. I still think any time now, Niantic's going to be like, we're doing it. Here's our event schedule.
For the year?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Why would they do that?
Because
what is the benefit
money.
Of...
You get no more than 2 months early notice before
anything
happens.
There is no benefit after this last year of them posting a schedule and then having to break those dates.
Okay,
there
not a whole schedule. Not a whole schedule, but like...
He's
we're
looking
doing,
for Pokemon Go Fest. Is
we're
what
doing IRL events again.
Oh, they can't make that call. They're not Comic-Con. Yeah. They don't have lawyer money when everybody waiting in line to go see Thor comes home and sues them because they're all
sick. They don't need lawyer money. They just need Texas to be like, yes, of course. Pick any, pick all the parks. We don't care.
Texas is always like, yes, which is a whole other thing.
Let's not rag on my future home, please.
It is not your future home. I deny that reality.
You can deny it all you want. Someday, I will be a Texan.
No, you will never be a Texan.
Not with that attitude.
No, exactly. That is the attitude that I am keeping.
Speaking of Niantic, some non-Pokemon Go news. I feel like we have to talk about this even though it's not Pokemon related because Niantic is so big. Niantic and Nintendo are teaming up to create a mobile application featuring Pikmin. This is off Nintendo.co.jp. The first in a series of apps the two companies will develop together. I feel like a lot of people miss this point. The title is, so I'm assuming they signed a contract to make multiple games together. The title is designed to make walking more fun. AR technology company Niantic, headquarters in San Francisco, CEO John Hankey, and Nintendo, headquarters in Kyoto, President Furukawa? I said that wrong. I'm sorry.
How is it spelled?
Furukawa.
Furukawa.
Yeah, Furukawa.
That was way better than I did. They are partnering together to jointly develop apps, with an S, that combined Niantic's real-world AR technology with Nintendo's beloved characters. The first title the two companies are developing are based on the Pikmin franchise, with gameplay and activities designed to encourage walking and making that activity more enjoyable.
There's nothing enjoyable about walking.
I love walking.
The app is scheduled to launch later in 2021. Niantic is the publisher. The title will be the first title created by Niantic's Tokyo studio. Niantic developed this studio in April of 2018. I did not know Niantic had a Tokyo studio.
They snuck it in there.
Did anybody tell Japan?
They still don't know.
They apparently didn't.
I haven't, I saw this news all week. I didn't see anyone talk about, like, this is game number one they're making. And there will be more games. I think the whole narrative was like, Pikmin Go! And it's
I mean,
I get it.
I've never played Pikmin, so I'm not certain what that functionality is.
Oh, okay, let me just finish the press release and I can tell you what you do in Pikmin.
Okay.
This is a quote, as we continue to expand our game portfolio, it was a natural step to team up with Nintendo, said John Hankey, CEO of Niantic. We are looking forward to shaping the future AR together, bringing Nintendo's beloved characters to life for a mobile game for players around the world. Niantic's AR technology had made it possible for us to experience the world as if Pikmin are secretly living around us, said Miyamoto, the resident representative director, fellow Nintendo. Based on the theme of making walking fun, our mission is to provide people a new experience that is different from traditional games. That's what Nintendo always says. We hope that Pikmin and this app will become a partner in your life. And the other thing I will mention is a developer working on the game tweeted that they've been working on this for a long time. They're very excited, and they specifically said in their tweet, "This is nothing like Pokemon Go." So,
wow, that's are you walking not 100% true.
Okay, so Pikmin, there's three of the games. Pikmin 1, Pikmin 2, Pikmin 3. Pikmin 3 came out on Wii U. No one bought it or played it. Then they
incorrect.
That is not true.
Then they remade it for the Switch. Still
that
Pikmin
is true.
3. Miyamoto did say that they're working on Pikmin 4. For whatever that's worth. Pikmin are these little creatures, the flower creatures. The general story of the game is the same. Your spaceship crashes on a Pikmin world. It breaks apart. And then you befriend the Pikmin. And then the Pikmin help bring your ship parts back together. And then once...
And fight boss monsters.
Right. Usually monsters are protecting ship parts. And then you build your ship, and then you say you cry because you're leaving the Pikmin, and then you fly away. That's the whole game.
That doesn't have a lot of replayability.
No, not really. Because it's like a puzzle game, right? Like, how do I get this Duracell battery? It's actually a Duracell battery.
You know, it's like the Lemmings thing. You know, your Pikmin are somewhat expendable.
That's kind of like where I have been confused, because I thought it was like Lemmings, and boy, oh boy, was I a huge Lemmings fanboy when that game was available.
Yeah, it's got a Lemmings quality to it, although To be fair, Lemmings don't do that. That was Disney literally driving them off a cliff for film footage. Lemmings don't. Oh,
that was, yes.
Just yes. FYI.
Fact or fiction. But we're talking about the video game Lemmings, which actually has no relationship to real Lemmings.
There are probably at least two ways to get your items, but most of it is just like, I'm just going to throw six Pikmin at this battery, and then they're going to carry the battery back, and that's it.
Yep.
And there might be a different way to get the battery, but like, why would you just not do the basic of like, I'm just going to throw these over and there we go. Yeah, they're cute. I'm sure there's a hardcore Pikmin fan listening being like, no, there's a million different ways.
You've got
to unlock the Easter eggs that get you the mega spaceship.
I love the Pikmin series. I've played all of them. I think they're great.
I played 1 and 2. I didn't play 3.
So I'm excited for this.
I mean, instead of catching Pikmin, you're just going to walk across and pluck them out of the ground, and then stops are going to be parts that you have to pick up and throw Pikmin
at. Hey, this is nothing like Pokemon Go.
That's nothing like Pokemon Go. Just like Ingress is nothing like Pokemon Go. Wink.
I think, Ingress is pretty different. I mean, Harry Potter is also pretty different.
I guess, in a way. Kay. In a way, it's the same.
I'm curious if the thought process for Nintendo is Pikmin 4 isn't going to sell well, but if we put out a mobile game for Pikmin... that gets Pikmin more on the radar. Because I do think that Pocket Camp helped for the Switch version.
But why wouldn't Pikmin 4 sell well?
Because Pikmin games don't super sell well. That's like,
then why are they making them? Stop making games that don't sell. Put your resources towards making the trees and Pokemon
better. This is why there's
better.
Not an F-Zero, because there's a bunch
save
of F-Zero fans.
The trees.
But F-Zero doesn't sell that well. Neither does Metroid. Mario,
really?
Zelda?
I've met a lot more Metroid fans.
Yeah, that's because Metroid fans are like CrossFit fans. They got to let you know that they like Metroid. They're very adamant about Super Metroid and the mother brain and stuff. But like Metroid and Pikmin are, and F-Zero, they're not even close to the level of Zelda and Mario.
From Eurogamer.net.
I'm familiar with that
Pikmin 3
website.
Deluxe sales grow to series best in Japan. Garden of Hope. Pikmin 3 Deluxe has finally become the series' best-selling game in Japan in terms of physical copies sold.
They've sold 30!
Nintendo's Garden Strategy Threequel... I hate this.
Threequel's a bad word.
Yes, it is. Has now shifted how many box copies? Guess. Steve,
I'm going to say 1.5 million.
Okay. Will.
This is boxes on shelves.
Yep. Boxed copies.
Oh, that's like 18, because everybody does digital downloads nowadays.
They has now shifted 513,000 boxed copies.
That's not even a million!
Enough to beat the original GameCube's Pikmin's lifetime sales. It also more than doubled Pikmin 3's original sales for when it launched on the Wii U.
That's about the population of Wisconsin.
Sure.
Every single person in Wisconsin bought a copy of Pikmin.
Here's another great line. Sure. 500,000 copies sold does not rival Mario and Zelda's numbers, but it's still not bad for a re-release of a third game after many years of the franchise remaining dormant.
This is like going back to Pokemon, where people like the worst selling Pokemon game of all time is Crystal, and then the second worst selling Pokemon game of all time is Black 2, White 2, or whatever, right? But both those games sold a minimum of 6 million copies. And people are like, but Pikmin deserves
such
love.
Terrible disappointments.
I know. How could they only sell 6 million? Pikmin can't even sell a million. And I love Pikmin. I do. I really like Pikmin. I think they're great.
It's at Dragging a Lake on Twitter for your Pikmin hot takes. Please send them to at Dragging a Lake.
I will definitely be playing the Niantic Pikmin game.
Yeah, I'll play it.
Curious.
Of course you will, for one day.
I'll play it as long as I played the Harry Potter thing, which I need to get off my phone because they keep sending me updates and I don't care.
I played the Harry Potter game for about 5 days. And then I fell off.
And I think I got a week out of it before I was like, nah.
I think I would want a simpler game than Pokemon Go for Pikmin, so I could manage both. Because if it's more complicated, which it doesn't seem I don't know if it's based on walking. I don't like Harry Potter was more complicated than Go.
It was
true,
and that's why I feel like I fell off hard because I was like, this game wants way too much of me right now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Pokemon Go wants way too much of me right now. So Pikmin had better be real basic, like jump in, jump out.
So my imagination is taking me to something along the lines of Adventure Sync, where it will just track your number of steps, and
that's how many Pikmin you
maybe
get.
Maybe you can recruit Pikmin, and then you like say like as I'm walking, I'm deploying these particular Pikmin types.
Oh,
and
it's like a cookie you'll have clicker. Gold.
Yeah,
not like a cookie.
Oh, clicker. I'm into cookie.
You say everything
though.
Is a cookie clicker, and everything is not a cookie
Bring
clicker.
Bring
no.
back
like a
trims.
Tower defense.
So either way, it tracks where you walk, and then it says, because you had these Pikmin in your party, these are the resources that you acquired. Did you get the resources that you need?
Bring back Trimps.
Trimps never went anywhere, do you? Trimps is
bring back Trimps to your own life. You have that choice. You could bring Trimps back if you wished. Nobody else can.
Credit to Vincent in our Slack for the Players Cup news.
How many types of Pikmin are there now?
There's like six of them.
The only thing I know about Pikmin is the 3DS puzzles, and there were like three. There was a red one, a yellow one, and a blue one.
Credit to, the blue one was very good at water, and then the red one's very good at like not being on fire. Shout out to Chris for the Pikmin news. There are some other news, but we're not worth talking about this week. Greg, speaking of talking about stuff, what is our question of the week?
Now's the time for the question of the week.
That was Bruno Mars, What I Like. Right?
Yes.
All right? Okay.
Bobby says, if you could take a specific video game, replace all characters with Pokemon, which game would it be and why?
All characters? Like, it's just a world of Pokemon?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we've tried that with Mystery Dungeon and seen what an abject failure that piece of hot trash garbage was. Or maybe are we thinking Rumble Blast?
A specific video game.
Isn't the default just Animal Crossing?
I mean, yes.
But let's make it fun.
Let's make it good.
Let's make it... No, I got it. What's the one in Raccoon City?
Resident Evil?
Resident Evil, except everything is Pokemon.
I mean, I want to say like World of Warcraft because I want a Pokemon MMO, but I don't want a World of Warcraft style game.
They did Yo-Kai Watch in Final Fantasy.
They did. It keeps coming back. I got all the new weapons and they're real good.
I would like an actual Pokemon kart racer, like a Mario Kart, but... throw Pikachu.
And then, like, the Pokemon that you put into the cart actually, like, that does impact on how well the cart, like, performs.
Oh,
like, if you put in
cool.
a Pikachu, it does, like, a little electric shock that revs the motor so it goes a little faster. If you do, like, an Abra, you could teleport past jumps so you don't miss the jump. What other things have we got? If you
Those
got a dragon, you could just...
Pikachu
if
and
you put
Abra.
A Venusaur in... It's just heavy and hugs the road better?
Venusaur? No. Grass types throw up obstacles.
Okay.
So it's like you can throw up a mushroom in front of your opponent.
Or have Tropius drop a neck banana.
Poison types cause your opponent to, their like fuel gauge drops.
We're giving out a game to a company for free. TM.
Have you met my life before?
No, yeah. Mario Kart is a money-making machine.
It is.
They'll never stick anything else on that.
I'm trying to think of anything else, other games that I am actively playing.
Apex Legends, but with Pokemon.
I mean, Loop Hero, but with Pokemon, absolutely.
Trimps,
love that game.
But with Pokemon.
No, because Trimps is bad.
No, Trimps is good.
No, Trimps is good.
You stop playing Trimps. You can't say Trimps is good because you have
No, I stopped playing Trimps because I lost all my Trimps data.
Yeah.
Start
same.
Over.
Yeah.
If you that's love like with, the game so much like and with, it has so much replayability, you can start over.
That's like legit with Cookie Clicker where my hard drive died.
Oh, yeah.
And I lost all my cookies.
Actually,
and
I found
like,
my Trimps saved data on my work computer the other day because I had to go through and look in my old folders to make sure it was clean and didn't have personal information. I had this thing marked Trimps, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that game.
I have actually recently started implementing, this is going to sound like it's my idea. It's somebody else's idea, but it's a cryptocurrency that kind of operates like TRIMPS. So that's my current.
Is that not just like Dogecoin or something?
Yes,
Dogecoin is a cryptocurrency.
What
but
if
like,
we replace
like how you generate your cryptocurrency? Is this is very TRIMPS like?
What if we took Bejeweled but replaced all the jewels?
Isn't that just Pokemon Shuffle?
Would you stop? Would you stop? This is a brilliant idea. We'll call it Pokemon Shuffle 2.
Oh, no, we have to have something more unique and foreign sounding, like Troze.
But what about...
Troze was bad. Troze was bad compared to Shuffle. Shuffle was significantly better. Ugh.
The art style of Troze was outstanding.
What about a Puzzle Quest
Puzzle Quest Pokemon. I would do
so
that.
So good.
Yes.
That would be amazing.
I would like to see a battle Puzzle Quest Pokemon game. Sold. Well, get on it.
I'm
what about
learn
just
how to program
Magic
what are these
Carp
games programmed
to?
In? Is it C? Is it Java?
It's Apple.
Apple is not a programming language.
It is now.
Coda?
Okay.
Isn't Apple's programming language Coda?
Would you stop? No, no. That's not Coda. It's not that's not real. That's not real. No. Swift.
Swift. Oh yeah. They did have Coda though. They moved to Swift.
Look, nobody's making any Pokemon games in Apple Swift, okay?
Not with that attitude. You don't know what's happening at that Niantic studio in Japan. We didn't even know it existed until 20 minutes ago.
True. I mean, Animal Crossing, solid. I'm trying to look at my phone if there's anything that I'm actively playing that isn't already Pokemon related, and there isn't.
What about a Pokemon gacha game where instead of pulling Pokemon, you pull the trainers of the Pokemon?
Ooh, and they come with a Pokemon.
No, that sounds awful. The balance alone would be difficult for them to get right.
What?
Plus,
Greg.
I'm sure they would do too many banners and make it really confusing. And they would just match trainers up with Pokemon that aren't really theirs. It would just be strange.
Greg.
Willy-nilly, yes. Yep.
What about a Pokemon? Hear me out.
Okay.
Clash Royale.
I mean, you know we'd play it.
Yo, gosh, I
we
miss
would play
Clash
it
Royale.
A lot.
I miss it.
I do you? Do you remember how bad that was towards the end there? Do you remember?
I've never wanted to throw my phone at a wall until I played Clash Royale.
Wait, I've got a really great idea. Because we've been focusing too much on video games. Unless the question specifically said video games, or did it say
it did.
Games?
It said game.
Specific video games.
So what about a version of Magic the Gathering?
Yes.
Except... you use Pokemon instead of horrible satanic imagery.
Yes. I'm right. in.
I'm into
okay,
that.
Good.
Provided I can do a commander-style Pokemon game and not this rotate every 3 months.
I mean, but this concept of mine is so genius. Good luck finding packs in stores because
yeah, true.
Cards
I
are going to sell.
Once we get it into stores, they will just not be around anymore. I still want an MMO. Like, still hardcore one.
Pokemon Go is there for you.
It's not there for me. That is the bad implementation of an MMO, and you know it.
You can customize
Everybody
your character. You can
no,
drop
you
money into it. You can do
I love
raids.
How the Pokemon Go Battle League is literally the only Pokemon battling system that nobody ever wants to do.
You're right, but those people are out there.
They could literally
there
be
are
like,
people out there.
We're having a competition. It's $1 million prize for the top Pokemon Go Battle League player, and it's like no one would ever win that prize because even if you entered the competition, you'd hate the experience so much that you'd quit before you finish.
What about a Street Fighter style game, but the fighters were Pokemon?
But what if it wasn't Street Fighter and it was like Tekken?
Well, I mean, Tekken's pretty good. I mean, they were one of the originals. I could see it. What about a Baldur's Gate 3 style game, but it's all Pokemon? And you actually have the story that you follow through. And so it's a role-playing game, but along the way you collect Pokemon and you can use them in battles.
But
and
what
you can
if the
Pokemon
first
out.
Boss was like a Skarmory, and at that point it still wasn't super enjoyable, so you never beat the Skarmory because you were like, no, thanks.
No.
Will, what is our Pokemon of the week?
Who knows? apologize in advance for this entire Pokemon of the Week segment, because all I could think of in this transition was a Pokemon first-person shooter in the most evil way possible.
Yeah. Well, Duke Nukem Forever Pokemon 94.
There you go. All right. So Greg already knew the answer to this because he looks at my Snapchat story every single day.
Yes. People still using Snapchat?
Yeah.
You say that every time I mention the fact that I do shiny hunting in the most obscure method possible using Snapchat.
Mm-hmm. And I watch it.
If you're too cool for shiny hunts on Twitch or YouTube TV or whatever
or
folks are doing or nowadays.
Or the Tiki Talks.
Or
come
or
to Snappy Chats.
Caffeine. Have you seen Caffeine streaming service? You can only do that on a phone. It's real interesting. If you're too cool for all those methods that all the kids are actually watching, get up on my Snapchat and watch me shiny hunt and Liz have conversations with my buddy about anything and everything. Just I try to keep it clean because I know my niece is on there. Either way, has to do with because they announced Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl, and I was like, I'm gonna do a shiny Sinnoh Pokedex, but I'm gonna use that same Ditto I've been using for almost 10 years now, because it's from Japan. Mm-hmm. And that gives me that Masuda method for shiny odds. And I was like, what's the first Sinnoh Pokemon Sinnoh Pokedex Pokemon that I can breed in Galar? And it is only possible to be this one after June 17th, 2020. Otherwise, the first Sinnoh Pokemon that would be available in Galar would have been Magikarp. What's the answer?
It's
Skarmory.
I don't think Skarmory is even available in Sinnoh. The Sinnoh Pokedex.
I'm sure it is. It's not a fire Pokemon, so they probably included it.
It's Shinx.
Shinx, correct. Mm. Shinx was introduced in the Isle of Armor. Mm-hmm. To the Galar region, and therefore became the first Sinnoh regional Pokedex Pokemon that you could actually shiny hunt in Galar.
I don't like its shuffle icon.
Shinx is weird because it's got this like emo kid like neckband. It's wearing the black pants, and it's like I'm dark times, and it's like, but I'm actually electric.
Yeah, I also don't like its clockwork orange form in Pokemon Go listed here on Bulbapedia. Not a fan. It's got a great shiny though.
I
have no idea what the shiny looks like because I still haven't gotten it.
Well, you'll see it. Spoiler alert. What if Will wanted to discover his own?
I don't need another Joltik situation where I breed like six shinies and don't realize it because the only difference is that it has purple eyes.
Shinx is cool. I mean, it's like a little... It's weird when people call Shinx a dog because it's definitely like a lion.
Yeah.
One thing I've learned in Pokemon is... People don't know the difference between dogs and cats.
Correct. This is very true.
I mean, it's based off of the mythical Sphinx, so...
Well, but the thing is, right, you don't get the one key difference between dogs and cats in Pokemon games. If they would just reveal this, then we'd have the answer. Dogs poop outside, cats poop inside.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. Also, I feel like the cat Pokemon should just randomly throw things out of your bag.
Isn't there, I'm pretty sure, I have to look this up. If you look at all the sprites of back in like Gen 5, they're all facing, I think, right. But Skitty is the only sprite facing left, I think.
Mm, what?
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
All right, hold on. What is this, Gen 5?
I think so. This is bad podcasting content.
We're video now.
This is still bad content. As Greg is looking this up, Will, give us the next week's.
All right, all right, here we go. And this is why I was apologizing in advance, because I don't know where I was when I actually wrote this. Literally. Unfortunately, With a cursory review of my records, I have pretty much covered every Pokemon newly introduced in the Sinnoh region over the years of composing Pokemon of the Week. While I could rehash the pocket monsters that were introduced in 2006 weekly until the new versions are released, I don't think our listeners would enjoy that. Did you know that there were 4 years between Pokemon Diamond and Pearl games and the Pokemon Black and White games? That was a 4-year wait for fully original content to arrive. March 6th was the 10-year anniversary of the North American release of Pokemon Black and Pokemon White, which was not noted with any fanfare. 10 years of the greatest Pokemon games ever made. I watched every episode of Pokemon Generations on Friday night. This week's Pokemon was not featured in that program. If you squint your eyes and look at this week's Pokemon, you should notice that the ends of its arms look like upper fangs, while its knees and lower thorax look like lower teeth. The majority of its throat and upper thorax look like a tongue or gaping maw. In some ways, it looks like this Pokemon could be a pre-evolution to Guzzlord. This week's Pokemon can only be found in nature, not evolved into on Victory Road in Sinnoh, sometimes in a Dragon Friend Safari, remember those, and in the Hyena Desert through an SOS battle. You cannot find this week's Pokemon in Pokemon Masters, as it appears only the final evolution form was introduced around January 2020. Yeah, I don't know where I was going with that. I'm sure there's a Pokemon up in there somewhere, but you get what you get. I haven't been sleeping so good.
Did you find it, Greg?
No, I got into a different rabbit hole.
I did a quick search. I couldn't find it, but I'll figure it out. It'll make a good TikTok if I do.
Oh wow! Yeah. There you go.
They'll be like, "You won't believe." Stop scrolling.
You won't believe which way this cat is facing.
Stop scrolling. I'm gonna blow your mind with some skitty facts, and then people are gonna be like, "Who's a skitty?" Well, that's been our episode. We will be back next week. Thank you for listening. Thank you for making it to the end. If you want to follow us on Twitter, it is @DraggingALake for myself, @WhiteWing for Greg, @WashInTheSink for Will. @PokemonPodcast, PKMNCAST for Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Twitch, all that stuff. If you have been semi-keeping up with our Nuzlocke on Twitch, on Monday night we will be going through the Victory Road to get to the Elite Four, and then hopefully on Tuesday we'll be able to battle the... Well, I don't know, maybe we'll be able to battle the Elite Four on Monday, but probably on Tuesday. Unless, like, my party wipes and then I have to retrain, then... I think I just throw in the towel at that point.
I mean, if your party wipes, isn't that the end?
Yeah. There's a lot of things that can explode in Victory Road. I'm not very, very scary.
They don't have bombs in Pokemon games.
Yeah, they do. It's called Electrode and Voltorb.
And Geodude. Oh, yeah. And Graveler.
True.
This way you just have to have a ghost up front. And
but wait, doesn't Explode only do as much damage as the HP of the Pokemon that explodes?
No, it's worse.
It's 250, nah. I believe.
Oh, okay.
But a lot of people forgot, because they tell me all the time. They're like, oh, don't worry, it has Sturdy, or hey, how did you get past Sturdy? Sturdy is awfully broken in Gen 4.
Yeah.
Sturdy only protects against 4 moves, Guillotine, Horn Drill, Fissure, and...
Ooh, Fissure.
It's the other one.
Sheer Cold.
So you can still one-shot Onix, even if it has Sturdy, with a Giga Drain or whatever. It's a double-edged sword, because if you have Sturdy, you now have a useless ability. Unless the computer spams like Fissure, but I don't think the Elite Four does spam Fissure. I don't think so.
It might. It's.
I mean, Fissure only hits 1 out of 4 times.
I think it's 33. 1 out of 3?
No. It's a 25% accuracy.
Anyways, we'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. Thanks for making it to the end. Do we want to do a secret code? Like, what is, if you made it to the end, what is the keyword?
I mean, I feel like if it's an hour and a half, it's easy mode. And you should be able to make it during a normal.
I'll still give a code. I'll do the code this week.
It says Fissure is 30%.
Dang, I was wrong. What's new?
I said 33.
The code this week is El Rey de Berger. El Rey de Berger.
Okay. All right.
Your favorite restaurant, sir?
Oh, wait, is it hamburger?
What do you think El Rey de Berger means? Do you know what El Rey is?
No.
The last name of Lana.
No, that's Del Rey. El Rey is the king.
Oh, yes. The burger.
The king of burger.
Got it. Got it. All right.
I mean, I'm just looking out my window, and it's the first thing that I see every daggone day.
Must be nice.
Never been in there. Still, in almost two years of living here.
We will be back next week. Thank you for listening. This has been another episode of the Pokemon Podcast, and we are...
super effective.
Super skitty looks where you won't believe what it's looking at.
This podcast is supported and funded by Patreon. If you would like to support the show, you can head over to patreon.com/PKMNCAST. A huge shout out to the producers of our show, Kevin, Steven, Steph, Sean, Bovine, Potato, Patrick, Matthew, Kay, Catherine, Casey, Josh, Jetsy, Jessica, Horatio, Courtney, Brian, Brady, and a shout out to our three executive producers of Spencer, Joseph, and Anthony. Thank you so much for your support. If you too would like to support It's Super Effective and join our Slack community and join our Patreon, you can head over to patreon.com/PKMNCAST, or you can just head over to isc.cash. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next week.